The opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints expressed on today's radio show and their guests do not necessarily reflect the opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints of Easy Way Broadcasting.
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Azuli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, how you doing? Forget about it.
Forget about it.
We got a great show today.
We do. We have a wonderful show today. You know, we've been doing our 11th show today, which I'm so excited. It seems like every time we do our show, it seems like we just get better and better.
Yeah.
Or maybe just have more fun. But
before you say forget about
it. Forget about it. Yeah, that's right. That's the whole deal. So today, today's show is about Celebrity Pizza Guy.
It's about more than that.
It's about a lot of things, but it's about where
we
what
have a
we're
great
about
guest today.
Talking together, and you know that's what we do best. You know, Nick and I swear we love to talk. We love to just talk.
We're freaking frack.
So, you know, where we've been is, well, actually, we've been hiding.
We haven't gone anywhere. We've been stuck in Northern California.
I know.
The storm is in the rain. And the weather is cloudy and cold.
That's, of course, Northern California weather. Who knows what's back east?
East is the same. They got a nor'easter.
Well, you know, we have our news of the week, which, of course, is forget about it. and we also have, we have some good stuff. No, but
good stuff.
We have the news of our week is that we have a magazine that I am now the editor-in-chief of with Easy Way Broadcasting, and it's called Easy Way Magazine, and it's coming out on the 29th, and we're like, you know, people running up the race to the end, trying to get all this amazing news out for everybody.
Nice.
And
you get the templates, you have to do everything.
Yeah,
it's a lot of work.
But it's so exciting. And the
I've never
format.
Seen the work that needs to be done to make a magazine, and Penny is doing an awesome job.
Yeah, but we have a lot of people on our team that are really, really good, and the influencers that are going to be in this magazine are just going to knock your socks off.
We have advertisers that you have to go out and get, and it's a hard job to do and to create, to generate money for this magazine for Eric Zoli.
That's news
and
from the sidelines.
We are also doing Celebrity Pizza Guy magazine coming in February 15th.
Yeah.
If we're on track, you know, sometimes matters.
What track do you want to be on?
Well, you know, you have a little disruptions here and there.
No, is that what you have?
Every day there's a disruption.
Yeah, I know. They're
my God.
Good. So, you know, we have a fantastic guest today who comes from
generations
of Graceland. And she's the gracious Edie Hand, which she will come on in a little bit. And our recipe of the week, which... is going to be clam casino pizza.
No, you don't.
We
do. No, you don't.
See, this is how why we're freaking friends. So, anyway.
You don't say the recipe of the week
Are you
going to
think?
Forget about it.
You know, we're like that film. What's that ventriloquist on the stage?
You want to be a puppet? I'll give you a Pinocchio.
Oh, my God. So, anyways, we have our recipe of the week and our nutritional fact of the week, which is always important. So, but you know what? I think we're going to go to a commercial.
No, we're not.
Yeah, we are.
No, we're not.
Yes, we are.
We're going to weather.
Commercial.
Welcome to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. EasyWay specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EasyWayBroadcasting.com is top ranked on Alexa and houses the EasyWay TV Film On channel, podcast radio station, and EasyWay magazine. Learn more about the beautiful EasyWay Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit EasyWayBroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow EasyWay on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z, because, well, we do it the easy way. EasyWay Magazine is your best vehicle to advertise in if you would like to reach a quality database in corporate Hollywood. Not only will you read the stories and enjoy the content, you will also get to interact through social media and get to meet who's featured at the events, as well as get exclusive interviews from your favorite celebrities. EasyWay Magazine is a Los Angeles and Orange County-based magazine, but also reaches an international audience. Subscribe to EasyWay Magazine today by following EasyWay Broadcasting on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or EasyWayBroadcasting.com's website. To advertise, call 424-209-9290 or email contact at EasyWayBroadcasting.com. That's letter E and letter Z, because we don't do it the hard way. We do it the easy way.
Yeah, we do it the easy way, and that seems to be the only way these days. So, anyways, anyways, that's the magical word. You know, I'd like to introduce Eric Zuehle. He is who we are represented by, and which is EasyWayPromotions.com, which has worked with Pamela Hasselhoff. Has worked with Quentin Aaron from The Blind Side. He has done over 50 A-list events, which we are going to be doing more this year. And he's brought some amazing people together, from celebrities and films to Fortune 500 influencers around the country and across the world. If you want to connect with him and be a part of this movement, you want to reach out to him at ericzuehle.net. That's Zuehle. And here we go, Eric. How are you?
I am good. What's up, everybody? Ready to do it the easy way? All right, I'm taking over the show. It's my show now. All right.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. Kidding. So, guys, we have an amazing, amazing guest. I'm proud to call her a friend. This lady is just beyond amazing. So, Edie Hand is the guest, and she's a businesswoman, speaker, television celebrity, and author. She has authored or assisted in the development of more than 20 books, and her personal titles include inspirational books, cookbooks, and novels. The business world knows Edie for many of her acts of kindness, and she's also the founder of the Hand in Hand Foundation, and she's just so amazing. So welcome to the show, Edie Hand.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey,
hi, Edie. How are you?
Well,
how you doing?
From Alabama, I'm telling you, we have got all this crazy weather.
Oh, I'll bet.
We don't know if it's winter or not.
No, I know, and it's like, I'm sure it's different every single day. You know, I mean, we've been having the same thing over here, and sometimes that's why we want to run to L.A. because it just seems like the raging river up here. So, I talked to you the other day, and we met you at the Toys for Tots, Nick and I did, and I was so impressed by your graciousness, and I got to talking with you, and your story is so intriguing. You yourself, I feel that you've done so many different things. So I am so grateful that you were able to come on, and Nick, you need to ask her a couple questions yourself. So.
Yes,
well,
I do.
Hi, Nick.
How you doing?
Hey,
how's
I'm
my
doing
baby?
Great. You know,
all
the next
right.
time I
how's
come to Los
man?
Angeles, I'm going to have a celebrity pizza.
There
yeah!
you go.
Ooh.
You're going to have to create your own pizza.
Yes.
What
hey,
kind of pizza would that be?
If I created a pizza, now I love pepperoni, I love vegetables, and I love grilled chicken. So,
ooh.
I don't know.
Whoa.
That's called the multi-task pizza.
That is, no kidding.
Is it okay?
That's called, oh my God, pepperoni, chicken, and vegetable. Never heard of that one in my life.
No, that's because it's the Edie Hand pizza.
No, that's called forget about it pizza. Yeah. No, there's your name. It's called the Forget About It Pizza.
Yeah, I love it.
Well, you know what? It's all about the cravings.
Right? Oh, well, when you come to LA, we will create one for you.
Yeah,
okay,
that sounds like fun.
And you know what? We're going to put a stamp on it, put your name on it, and let it roll.
There you
go.
Sounds
good to me. That's, you know,
yeah.
I love it. My only son lives there in Hollywood, and Link loves it there. I tell you, and I've so enjoyed, like I said, getting to know you guys during the holidays while I was out in Los Angeles during the month of December.
Yeah.
But I think so
it was
much
awesome.
Of, yeah, Eric and Jim, they do wonderful work, and I think what you all are creating together is fabulous. So I hope that the listeners mm-hmm. will join in and help support all of what you're trying to do to make a difference. And for people like me that have projects that they're passionate about, you know, at this season time of my life, to be able to
mm-hmm.
to do a documentary based on the novella and my wonderful lessons from love and life from people like my cousin Elvis or, you know, my family that I've loved and lost at early ages is that I think that's what all of us is as we go through this journey of life is that we want to feel like we've done something worthwhile and that we've had love in our lives, you know, and sometimes
that's
things
right.
don't always
you know,
work out the
true.
Way we want it to. That's right. We don't always turn out the way we want.
That's just it. And, you know, we all are at this stage of our life, you know, where you transition. And next thing you know, you're wanting to give back. And Nick and I in the last 6 months have met so many people that are just an amazing group of people that have come from
genuine,
yes, and have come back for second chances in life, sometimes three and four. Sometimes
like
four
Nick.
Like yourself and Nick, you know,
and
with
you're
his,
a four-time cancer survivor.
Yeah, I was like, and that's amazing. You know, I have a question for you. So let's
like every guest we have,
yeah.
they've been like, went through.
They've gone
that,
through something
or,
tragic
like
or very, very
like
serious.
Me. Like I fell from roof 60 feet, six stories in 1998.
Wow.
And I died and came back. And I couldn't walk. Because of a second surgery in my back that made me bedridden, and it took a third surgery for me to walk. But you, four time a cancer survivor, that's you know forget about it.
And you know also too everything that you had to go through to climb back to where you're at. I mean the resilience that you have is amazing. I mean I listened to your story, and I just was like, oh, my goodness, how could you just keep doing it again and again and again? Well, so let me ask you something. So where were you born and raised?
I was going to say
well,
that.
Well, you can't say that.
I grew up in a little place called Northwest Alabama called Burnout, and it's a little community nestled
Burnout.
In Northwest Alabama. And it's literally my brothers and I used to ride our horses and write Plum on the sign, Burnt Plum Out, because nothing was happening in Burnout.
Oh, Plum. But
we loved the country. We had 40 acres and horses, and it was near Red Bay, Alabama, which was about 50 miles from Tupelo, Mississippi, where Elvis was born. So that was the area
wow.
that I was raised in, and it's a really beautiful area of hills and lakes and just a simpler way of life.
God, that sounds beautiful.
And it was a great place, and I was able to go back and recapture some of those surroundings in this documentary and to relive. I must say to you both, it has been hard for me in the last 6 months when you have to relive that you've spent your entire adult life either battling cancer or giving up your entire family. My three brothers, my mom, and I just learned a couple of weeks ago that my father has bone cancer. And when you give when you give it, I'm telling you, it's like a volcano, guys. And if people are listening and they're going through hard times, to know that whether you've lost in a relationship, you've lost in someone you love through death, like I have, losses are so traumatic to one in your life, and how we choose to learn from that lesson in life is how we're able to have a quality of life. And so that's what I found, is it was so important to spread acts of kindness, and it allowed me through my grief to give back. I've big part of St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, and I help a lot of kids with cancer. And I'm saying that it, through grief, if you help someone else, it does bring out goodness in your life. And you ask how I keep going, and that's it, is that even now I'm hurting. I'm hurting really. Tomorrow I have a large screening and lecture, and I do a piece called From Graceland to God's Amazing Grace. And it takes you on a journey. But it's to be honest and real with people and to say, look, yes, I have overcome, but now I'm having to relive what I put aside to keep going because I had a career and I was out of college and I was working.
Right.
I ran an advertising agency for 30 years with 8 women. And when you're working, sometimes you have to just stuff your feelings down and you just
right.
keep going because you have to take care
you
of your family.
You have to grind and go.
So you know that.
So now I'm saying to you is I find at this season time of my life is that it's different. It's that I realize it's important. I hope people won't wait so long. I think it's better if you deal with it head on when it happens instead of just building it all up because this is a volcano.
Let me ask you something. Yes. Now, your foundation, tell us a little bit about that. You have
My foundation, I started it in my three brothers' names.
Go ahead, Edie.
It's the EdieHandFoundation.org, and I started it when my brothers passed because I wanted to be able to give back, and I realized that it doesn't matter if you have a lot of money or not a lot of money, but if you whatever you give, you can make a difference in one person's life. And I saw how buying toys for kids that needed it. I mean, I would start going to the hospital, and I got attached to this one little boy, and I remember going over to him one day, and I said, well, son, where's your mom and dad? And he said, I don't have a dad, and my mom has to work. He said, will you be my friend?
Oh, my goodness.
And so it kind of took me back, and this was about, 15 years ago. I befriended this young boy, and just 2 years ago, I was with him. He passed away. But
he had cystic fibrosis,
so I was his
that
Christmas
really
every year. When Link would come home for Christmas, we would find this little boy, go to his house, his mother would, we were his Santa Claus.
And give him toys.
I grew to love this little boy, but I'm saying to you that you never know that just that one life was worth it, that you made a difference for him and his mom.
That's right.
And it wasn't a lot of big things. It was little things and just food and
little
a favorite
things matter
game
in life.
Or love, just kindness.
So that's why I did it. So, Edie, so you had this relationship with this child. And is that one of the reasons why you got involved with St. Jude's and, you know, the –
I was involved with them because of Elvis. When I was 16 years old, my young heart, my grandmother took me to Graceland.
Yeah.
Hold on, wait a minute. This is my story here. Forget about it. All right, let's get back to Elvis Presley now.
Yes.
Let
her tell a story. Hold on. I want her to start the story of Elvis Presley.
Okay.
I'd love to hear the story of Elvis Presley with you and
how it led up.
And how it led up to where he is.
Okay,
here's how it started.
I was 16 years old the first time I got to go to Graceland. And Elvis was a big star because he was 30 years old. And my grandmother and Elvis's grandmother were sisters. So I went with my grandmother on this particular outing before Christmas. And when I met him, and there was the room to the right off of the jungle room was where Grandmother Minnie lived, and she sat in a big red wingback chair. And I remember sitting there, and these two old women were dipping snuff and had black gum toothbrushes. It was hysterical.
So
Elvis comes in the room, and I jump to my feet, and my Minnie Mae says, well, now, Elvis, this is one of your cousins. This is they call me Edith then. I jumped up and I reached my hand out to shake his hand, and I will ever forget it. He pulled me in and hugged me and kissed me on the cheek, and he says, we don't shake our cousin's hands. You know, we hug and we kiss. And
you look just like him.
Thank
you.
You look just like him.
That's what he was saying today.
With those glasses, forget forget about it.
Oh, thank you. Okay, you know,
go ahead.
You know, let me tell you
go
this.
Ahead.
That particular time, Nick, I was there, and we were watching television, and there was a lady that came on and said, I am praying for God to send me an angel. I need a wheelchair. And I remember that Elvis had Uncle Vernon, his dad, Vernon, to call someone to bring a wheelchair over that night. And then, way back then, you know, this was in the 60s, so it was, they brought a wheelchair over and put it in the back of one of the cars. They had a 7-car carport, I remember. And here they go over to where this lady's house is. They find out, can you imagine what she felt when she'd been praying for an angel and Elvis Presley and his father come and give her a wheelchair? I mean,
no kidding.
You know, it blew my mind, and I thought, and it was not televised. They didn't do anything after it. But what I thought, I want to grow up and be like that. If I can help somebody and make them smile. And that night, I told him that, and he was just smiling. He said, well, you're going to do great things. You're going to do great things. You're smart and you're pretty. And that made me feel so good. And he spoke that. And even when I was in college, he would send me someone did it for him, but they would send me 2 dozen of long-stem yellow roses for every opening night of my plays. And I would share the roses with the girls because they were so excited that I got the flowers. I said, Elvis, he said, you like the flowers? I said, I love the flowers, but the girls, I could not take them home with me. I had to share them. And he said, you shared your roses? That's so sweet. And I said, I did.
Because they wanted a piece of Elvis.
I mean, you know, it's amazing.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, one of the girls, you'll love this story, Nick. Penny, you will too. This was one time the girls in the dorm said, would you bring us something back from Graceland? I thought, well, Lord have mercy. I said, well, I don't know. I'll see if I can. And so I was sitting there with Elvis and Charlie Hodge. He was his right-hand man. And we were in the kitchen.
Right.
We'd been making those fried peanut butter and banana sandwiches. I mean, he would. And it was like with a stick of butter. And I mean, Lord, I said, dear God, you can feel your arteries hardening with this. It was crazy. Yeah, forget about it. Right. He would cut it with a fork and a knife. And think about it.
That's crazy.
Here we go. And I said, Elvis, I need something to take back to the girls in my dorm. He said, well, what do you want? And he said,
peanut butter jug.
No, guess what? I said, I've been thinking about it. I want a roll of toilet tissue from your bathroom. He said, have you lost your mind?
Oh, my God.
I said, I want you to autograph every sleeve of this toilet paper. And he said, and Charlie said, he's not going to do that. And you know what? He did it. I was a hit when I went back and rolled out that roll of toilet tissue.
I was surprised he would do anything for anybody.
So what
you know,
they,
I mean, it's
they
a trend. I said,
that.
I know there's some 2-ply frame somewhere with Elvis Presley's name on it. But it, you know, I got to do some extraordinary
things.
You need
one sheet or 2 sheets?
Yeah, 1 or 2 plies.
I think it was 2 sheets, but you know, I don't know if it had Charmin or what. But it wouldn't have mattered if it was a cob. Those girls would have been wild about it. But,
I love her accent.
Oh, yeah, you got a great accent.
But I want to tell
you
that it really touched me. And I can tell you this, when the first brother that passed away, my brother David and I were in college together, and Elvis wanted me to come to Graceland. And I remember going up to his room, and he said, Edie, you see that window? And I look out the window, and I see that wall with all the people lined up to try to get in here. And I said, yes, sir. And he said, I think of Mama, that she's just a window away, because I miss Mama all the time. And he said, I want you to think that David's just a window away, and it'll help you deal with him being gone. And I thought that it was a pretty neat analogy to tell me time of my life, and I was only 21 years old. But for me to go through losing these boys, because from David I learned about laughter, from my brother Philip that died 10 years later in a car wreck at 23, I learned about the tuggings on my heart, and my brother Terry had an aneurysm in the middle of the brain. Then another 12 years later, for 7 years, my mom and my sister and I caregave for him. And before he lost his voice, he said, would you tell our story? Would you encourage people to be kind to one another? And that is how The Last Christmas Ride was born. And I remember the wisdom of my grandmother that said, Edith, when I'm not here, I want you to remember that life is like a ride. And that's where I got the ride. She said,
Sometimes we all fall in a mud hole.
And Elvis would tell you this. You got to get out and wash it off. It's not always pretty.
That's right.
But she said, sometimes you got to get up and get up. You're going to go around a curve that you don't think you can get around. But you can.
That's right. You got to get dirty and then get pretty.
That's right.
Exactly and to know,
with all this you've gone through,
always another ride. And she said you could turn hard things into beautiful situations. And that was profound for me.
No, I understand that. And that's very true. Is that how you went about writing all your books?
All right. So you're an author. 20 plus books.
Yes, that's amazing. And you co-authored some of them. Before you got to this last one. And
so when are you ready to do the Celebrity Pizza Guy book?
Yeah, I know. No kidding.
Well,
you know what?
I think we ought to do is, like I told Eric, I said, we should do an ABC series. There could be an ABC of how to do a celebrity pizza.
ABC.
There you go.
You know, I mean, I really do.
Hey,
I mean, if you,
we go
keep
from
it
A
simple.
To Z.
That's
go.
Right.
A to
Z. And then you could do, and your sidebar could be forget about it.
Hey, you're catching on.
I've already
my little woman over here.
Listen, I'm an old advertising lady. I think I know how to do it.
Well, I know you do.
That's true. You did but have your own stuff.
I love your spunk.
Thank you.
You do.
I love your spunk.
So
you know.
So
this is what
this,
I've been thinking. I'm thinking I may just have to load up and move to Beverly.
You will. Well, you can move to Reading. I mean, we've got some awesome people.
Are you guys gonna rent me out a room?
Yeah, there you go.
I'm ready for you. Upstairs.
Actually, we have some empty rooms right now.
Bedrooms.
Well, you know, I would love for us to, you know, when you come out to California, I would love for us to get involved and do some, you know, different causes with you. You know, I know you're heavily involved with St. Jude, and, you know, that's the other thing. How did you?
Yeah, what charities are you involved with?
I'm involved with St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Terry Thomas is a dear friend of mine. She's Danny Thomas's middle daughter, and she helped to found the Country Kids, and Terry is my son Link's godmother, Terry Thomas,
mm-hmm.
and she is a great songwriter, and she does amazing things. And I think that she has some theme songs that I would like to connect for us to do. But she is just an amazing woman that is her family for generations now. Her son is over the music at St.
Mm-hmm.
Jude. I'll be doing a workshop this fall. You know, when you give of your heart to help people and you've been through loss of cancer, that's what I do. And I also do educational films. I'm very good at, you know, writing and producing educational arms. If it's an ABC of a pizza to an ABC of customer service, if it's from A to Z, how to make life better, I try to do that. I have the gift to do that, and that's what I know is one of my gift of orchestration. So that's what I like to do.
You know,
we have Lacey Phillips and Q right
yes,
now.
We have Lacey Phillips and Q. He wants to come on. And you know, how you doing there, Lacey?
I'm doing fine over here in New York. Freezing a little bit, but I'm okay. How y'all doing?
I love New York.
I'm you right now, brother.
Edie, this is Lacey Phillips, and he's a.k.a. the Uncle Earl.
Hey, Uncle Earl.
Uncle Earl, yes.
Yeah.
Uncle Earl.
He's a creative producer.
Do you like Southern women?
Yes, I do. My family is from South Carolina.
Oh, really? Okay.
Really? Really?
It's a beautiful area in South Carolina.
Columbia.
I know right where that is. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yes, very, very pretty state.
Yeah,
well, you know,
my family still has a barbershop down there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, listen, where I am, I tell them I'm in the back. They say, where do you live, Edie? I said, well, I'm in the backside of nowhere. I've got a couple of acres out here in a colonial-style home. I said, I raised my child like he grew up in Mayberry, and they laugh.
Hey, farm living is nice.
So Lacey, tell us
yes.
a little bit about what you do there on the East Coast, and you know, tell Edie
yeah,
a little
about
bit
yourself, Lacey.
A little bit.
I keep myself busy to stay out of trouble. No,
well, that's a good thing.
Well, I'm an entertainment
guy.
You
don't keep yourself busy, you're in trouble.
Exactly. I'm an entertainment guy, and I've been in the entertainment business since I was 9 years old. My whole life, I started out in Broadway, so I'm an actor, singer, dancer. And my mom was a singer, so that's how I got the bug. I was a backstage kid. Long story short, I grew up, I graduated high school from New York City and hopped on the first thing smoking out to California. I wanted to get away.
Wow.
There you go.
So you've had the best of both worlds.
I've had the best of both worlds. You know, I just relocated back home to New York last year for some family issues, take care of my mom and things like that. But I'm still doing my business. I have a radio show. I started a record label, and I'm a choreographer. I have a new show, get ready to go to Off-Broadway in about a month. So I'm just doing what we do, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And,
well, you
and
know,
hoping
you
I help
should
people
have
along the way.
On there, but now, how many? Where does your radio show go? That would be the great question.
I should tell you about the show. The show is called The Ultimate Underground Experience, and it's a global music arts education program. And this month is my 7th anniversary. Independent.
Oh wow!
Awesome.
That's
yeah,
great.
No big
well,
corporate heads all over me. Thank you so much. And I'm on KLED Live FM in Los Angeles, and I'm at Radio Active Broadcasting Network online. And yeah, and I've been,
awesome.
I've had Easy on my show. That's how we met. He met me when I first started back in 2010. He was one of my first guests, and we've been friends ever since. And we're both Pisces.
Oh, that's fantastic.
That's fantastic. Well, that's really good. Well, you know, I think that, you know, media, getting your message out there, whatever it is, I think is really important. And I think connecting people is, you know,
yes.
you know, like Edie, you're saying you want to reach out and, you know, different things like that. I think and give your message and you do too, Lacey. You know, I think that there's nothing better than
getting the message out.
Than having all these listeners listening to how awesome your platform is or whatever it is. And, you know, sometimes they don't even know that it even exists until you come on a forum like this
Absolutely.
Where you're able to tell your story.
Absolutely. And what I like to do, what's significant about it, I'm sorry to cut you off, but my platform is a safe space and a creative haven for people of all walks of life. It's not just entertainment people. So
okay.
if you could be a policeman, a lawyer, a doctor, but everybody has a piece of art in their life, whether they're a painter, a writer, a singer, a dance, something
mm-hmm.
that they do, it's related
a
to
chef.
Art. You know, yeah, a chef yeah. is, yeah, cooking is an art.
A pizza
and so,
guy.
A pizza
guy, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So pizza guy could be on the Ultimate Underground Experience, too. You know, I'd love to have you on. And Edie,
yeah,
I'd love to have you on as well.
My food.
Okay,
well,
you know, I agree with you that it is, you know, it's just like what I've had. From a broken heart, I created art in a documentary. From different experiences
crazy?
Of our life, of the joys of different things or our passions, we
yes.
create art. And that's what you've
uh-huh,
done by being
uh-huh.
backstage, I think, is that, you know, I lecture, I have around the country for 30 years, and it's about the
mm-hmm.
art of living.
Mm.
And that, to me, is what you've described is and you're doing is it is the art of each of us, what our
yes.
expressions are of how we live our lives.
That's right.
Yes,
and
we all learn from
legacy.
Each other. We
yeah,
all
we
learn
from
each other,
and we
know?
Share it.
That's right.
And
yes.
we share it.
So,
absolutely.
Me spinning a pizza, that's called art. When
that
I eat a pizza, it's art.
It's very round.
Yeah, could you do an Uncle Earl pizza pie? Could you do an Uncle Earl pie?
It comes out of the oven, forget about it.
Hey, Edie, Here's a question for you, Edie. Now, you're going to be doing an article for Easy Way Magazine. What can you tell us a little bit about that? Give us a little prelim on that.
Yes, I did the article that was about the last ride, you know, that I share that story.
You don't want to go
what
through
it's
everything.
Like to take that journey. And then I also, you know, give a pearl of hope, because I think all of us have those pearls that we need in our life every day. And I also post that out on my, I have on my foundation site, ediehandfoundation.org, or if people went to ediehand.com, I'm linked to those that I give a pearl of hope, like to say, you can do hard things and turn them into beautiful things. And those,
that's
just
true.
Giving
that's
people
true.
A hand up, and that's what I try to do with those pearls of hope. And they'll learn something about what that journey was like for me. They can be inspired to do what they need to do and to find
that's
their
awesome.
Passion and to take that grief to goodness.
Well, Edie, you need to come on the Underground Experience as well. You need to share that message with the world.
I would be honored if you you just email me and let me know, and I would be honored to do that.
We will make it happen. It is done.
Definitely.
You know, this is what it's about, is relationships. Everything in life, I was telling Link, you know, some people I know in Los Angeles, or we do different things, people can say anything, but long-term relationships and then meeting new, real, genuine people is priceless because it's hard to find that inner trust circle.
It is.
That's true. That's very true. And, you know, making a difference, joining forces, I think is a huge one, because every time that we are contributing to something to help someone get their message out, and I'm not talking about just radio. I'm talking about when we're in events, you know, when we're raising money, when we're cooking in the kitchen, or whatever contribution anybody has that's in an event, or they're, you know, trying to save someone from hardship or whatever it is. I think that when people can reach out, and like you do, Edie, I noticed that I was reading a lot of stuff about you, that you do pay it forward, and that, you know, you pave a road for people to do that.
Mm.
And Easy Way Cares is a huge part of Easy Way Broadcasting, and we're going to
That's doing the easy way.
And, you know, and there are so many foundations that are going to join and link hands that are going to reach out to the world and, you know, help people. And I'm excited. I can't wait till you come
out
here.
Listening to everyone speak tonight is that, you know, it's what Eric's vision was, and that his father shared with me the first time I ever met them, was that they, you know, his father is a cancer survivor, and it's having a conference of people sharing their wisdom with one another, but letting people really walk away with tools in their toolbox to rebuild their life or to continue to enhance their life.
Yes, and people are just not communicating properly these days. You know, everything's a tweet or an email. No one's talking.
They're not talking to each other.
They're talking at each other. You know, and it's about
that's very true.
Listening. The art of listening is lost.
And I tell you that when you say that art of it, and that's also, I was thinking the other day, I mean, you know, here I am, I think in my, you know, when you're in your 60s and you think, well, are there other seniors? We're on the beginning side of this baby boomers, because I go to yoga and there's 80-year-olds that are stretching better than I am. And I'm going,
are you serious?
And yeah,
oh
and so
God,
I'm just
awesome.
Saying there are things to give people.
That's fantastic, Edie.
Yeah, senior tips. I mean, people need to know what they can do for themselves.
Yes.
If they're living longer, they need to be living better. And if they're outliving their spouses or whatever, it needs to be, how can people meet one another? How can they really find quality in their life, in all areas of their life? That's something I want to suggest. That to me, I'd be interested in being a part of people building, how do you create a senior lifestyle? And that's where the younger generation could help to mentor the seniors, and the seniors in return mentor the youth.
Absolutely,
because
there's a disconnect between the generations.
That's really true. That's really true. Hey, and let me ask you guys, okay, so Edie, how did you meet Eric, and how did you continue your relationship once you met him? I mean, what was it about
Eric that brought you back? We have a mutual friend in Houston, Texas, and I have been a part of American Women in Radio and Television for literally over 40 years. Since I was in college, I was a student, and I helped to found the Gracie Awards with a group of women from New York, in your area,
that's awesome.
The New York chapter, and now it's called Alliance for Women in Media. But it was then American Women of Radio and Television, and I was the president of a chapter here in the South. I do a lot of work here in Alabama and Nashville, Tennessee. So we met that way. We met through my mutual friend, and then we had breakfast one morning with my future daughter-in-law is an incredible singer. And Eric was going to have her to sing for an event. And so we had breakfast. And then, you know, I was out for the month of December, and I was seeing that he was doing so many things I couldn't keep up with. I thought I was 25 again, remembering what it was like to do 50 things at one
that's
time.
That's great.
But,
that's
you
what
know,
it does
I,
to you.
Yeah, and but I enjoyed seeing it. I don't want to do it again, but I enjoyed seeing it. Here's what I really liked. I liked that he was mentored by his father,
and that he
is still listening. And I liked his dad from the first time I met him. I saw he was a man of great depth, and he was genuine. So that's the reason. Otherwise, I would just have been like you, Nick. I'd have said, forget about it. But I didn't.
Well, Jim does things the Jay-Z way, you know. Yeah.
I think you all are a great team. I love watching what you're doing from afar. And when I can sprinkle something in that might make a difference, you just give me a call.
Well, we're trying to create like a family atmosphere, you know, and you know, people that really are real people. They're not just there for the show. You know, they're there to do everything it takes to make the show. And then, you know, we do the show together. And I really think that that's a big part of it. And, you know, so there's been a lot of people in our journey, you know, with Nick and I, with Eric and Jim and, you know, all the people we've met. And, you know, we seem to be meeting people like you and Lacey also, and, you know, that are genuine people that want to make a difference. Now,
we've met a lot of people.
Lacey, how did you meet Eric, and why did you keep coming back?
Well, I appreciate this platform for redemption, because once before Eric asked me once during an interview, where did we meet, and I dumped. I couldn't remember, but I remember now. We met at a birthday party for a gentleman by the name of London at the W Hotel, and a mutual friend of ours. No, a guy named London, a gentleman named London. It was his birthday party at the W Hotel in Hollywood, and a friend, mutual friend named Sun Bear, said, "You got to meet this guy. You got to meet this guy." I was like, all right. So, you know, I meet a lot of people, but when we met, we hit it off immediately, and then we found out we were both Pisces. So that it was just done.
Oh.
From there. And I met his dad, his dad made an impression. I mean, he can tell you this. Every time I call him, I ask, how is your dad? Because his dad really did make an impression on me as well.
It made me miss
my dad. You know,
James
so.
Dooley is one of the best men.
They threw away the mold when they made James.
Forget about it.
You know, it doesn't matter.
Edie, what is your sign?
Okay, I am a Virgo.
Pizza guy, what is your sign?
Scorpio.
I'm an Aries. Aries. Okay.
Oh, that's a big forget about it.
We have Gumbo here today. Gumbo.
Amazing.
Can you make Gumbo pizza? Can you do Gumbo pizza?
You know what, Lacey?
Your own, that's right.
Pizza. There you go. Yeah, that's gonna go next to the pepperoni chicken. We're gonna have them fighting for those slices, right? Oh, that's crazy. So, So what's your next thing on the agenda, Edie? What are you getting ready to do? What are you going to be doing?
Well, I am probably going to be lecturing more than I had been the past year, mm-hmm. since I spent a lot of the year filming, but I am also involved in a project in California that I'm helping with fundraising for a film that I'm working with three other gentlemen, and I'm hoping that in return, when you help someone else to reach their goal, you reach yours, that I'm hoping that I'm able to turn Christmas Ride into a theatrical film, and where that my son my son is an actor, and Link's been in 45 films. He's my own.
Wow.
Really?
Ooh.
Yeah, and being a, you know, I being a single parent, Link's father passed away with lung cancer, and I know this, is that my only child being there, and I do a lot of work here, but eventually I feel that, you know, that's probably where I will be. When Link gets married and has a child, I need to be close. But
the main
thing
is
that you can't follow your children, but it's important to, you want to be supportive in their career. But look, I'm a young 65. So I'm. Who knows what might happen? Who God's got in store? So we'll see what happens.
Right. You want to be an arm's length. You want to be able to at least where they can reach out when they need you. That's for sure.
Well, yes. And I tell you, I love New York. I have a lot of friends there. I spend time periodically. I love Broadway. I love. I actually went 2 years ago on my birthday. I went to see Carole King musical.
Beautiful. The musical,
yes.
Beautiful.
Yeah, I have a dear friend, Dr. Judy Kuryansky. Do you know Dr. Judy by any chance from years back on the radio in New York?
Yes, I do.
Do you? Well, Dr. Judy and I wrote a book together called 31 Things to Raise Your Child's Self-Esteem.
Awesome.
You know, she's
That's
a clinical
fantastic.
Psychologist there at Columbia University. So we've remained great friends with Judy over the years, and she's one of the women that I was a part of working with the American Women in Radio and Television. I've met so many wonderful women and men behind the women. There's no way. With Katz Communications there for radio, you know, with CBS, there's no way we could have all be where we wouldn't be on the air right now if these pioneers had not started the things they're doing now. And like Eric's generation, they're the smart kids that are now doing all of this digital.
He's fast, I'll tell you. That guy moves faster than
doing all the digital and the creative minds of that. I mean, I know enough to be dangerous, but I mean, these guys are something else.
Mm. He's like Pepe.
Miss Edie.
Yes.
We have questions asked right now. What type of charity pizza would Elvis make?
Oh, my gosh. You know what I bet he would have loved? I bet he would love a Hawaiian pizza. He had a home in Hawaii. He loved Hawaii. He loved pineapple. I bet he would love one of your Hawaiian pizzas.
Mm. Well, we'll have to do that.
Is that with Sam or ham?
It would definitely be real southern ham.
You know, I got
laughing at least. Is that with ham or spam?
Well, I mean, if you got real ham and you've got a Tipperillo, we'd go outside and smoke about it.
Forget about it. There you go. Oh, well, then, let's get it rolling. Let's get it rolling. We're going to do the Elvis Presley.
Wow.
The Elvis Presley way.
So, Pizza Guy, I have a question.
It.
Pizza Guy, do you miss New York or the East Coast?
New Jersey?
Yeah,
you miss it?
South Jersey.
You know what? Jim Zulli does that to him all the time.
I'm from South Jersey, Ocean City, New Jersey.
Hey, it's close
Island,
to New York.
New
you're close to
Do
that.
I miss it?
Yeah.
No, I don't miss it.
You don't.
No, I don't
miss
it. He's having too much fun up here in Northern California.
Right now, no. Because I go to Florida. I go to Florida in the wintertime. I go to Florida in the wintertime, and I come back up to the Northeast in the summertime because I have a pizzeria on the boardwalk in Ocean City since 1965. My father started, and I worked there all the way up until
until about 3 years ago. We sold it, but I stopped working there because I had back problems. Because when I fell off the roof, I had back surgery and stuff. I couldn't do that kind of work. But
you were twirling. You were twirling pizza pies up on the roof.
Oh,
now wait a minute. There's a vision I don't want to see.
I'm still.
Yeah, he does. Let me tell you, we got a big kitchen, and I tell you, it's like he's on a show, you know?
Uh-oh.
No, I have a show.
He is the show, yes,
uh-oh.
He is.
Okay.
That's what we're creating.
You know what we want to get here? We want to get here. Okay, so Edie, we want an official recipe that you would put on a pie. And when we come, when you come out to L.A. and we go to do the show, we definitely want you to come on the show and make this pie.
We'd love for you to be on the show. Create your own pizza pie. It's going to be called.
Hey, let me tell you something that Elvis loved and my grandmothers loved. Have you ever had buttermilk biscuits and chocolate gravy?
No.
Yeah.
It is chocolate-like syrup. It's like chocolate syrup. You make it with, like, cocoa, sugar, water, and vanilla extract. I mean, it's delicious, and it's beautiful. You pour that. You could make a chocolate. You could probably do a buttermilk biscuit pie and pour the chocolate in it, like a deep chocolate. That might be kind of cool. And then it's, you know, that would be.
I know a lot of women that would love that. That's
I could do a dessert pizza, breakfast pizza, any kind of pizza you want. And you know what?
Okay, I'll teach you guys how to make
that.
I will
know
do
it's
it.
Pizza.
Yeah, well, and then we'll have
okay.
to do something
so
for charity.
We're gonna create the Edie Hand. Dessert pizza pie.
Dessert pizza pie.
That would be cool.
Pepperoni.
Yeah, okay.
No. We got our pepperoni. We got some Hawaiian. We're going to have the blue Hawaiian for Elvis.
So we could do a series of pizzas, and then we could give money to charity.
Charity, correct.
Mm. Absolutely. And Lacey, let me ask you this. What kind of pizza would you like?
Wow, that's tough. You know, being that I'm from New York, I like all the dirty stuff, like the hot dogs on the street, the knishes. You know,
I love it.
I'm that guy. You know,
that's a big forget about it. I'm sorry.
Well, that tells me that you have a very strong stomach.
Yeah, I do. But the southern style pizza, southern style.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, let's
you know,
do
there's nothing
style.
Better than
let's
a New York
something,
pizza.
Something spicy, southern and spicy.
All right. How about some jalapenos
then
and
I wrote
chili.
A cookbook, a Cajun Creole cookbook.
How about a taco pizza?
Ooh.
Yeah. You wrote a cookbook, and it was
I did a Cajun Creole cookbook with a chef that his cuisine was, of course, Louisiana with Cajun and Creole, but he lives
right,
here
right,
in Birmingham.
There you go.
Exactly.
That's my cup
so you, it's really, you know, there's a great recipe of a dip that's great with a Creole dip that's great at football parties and things like this. And then we also had a great gumbo that was his specialty that, I'm telling you, I used to make it for a lot of kids on the football team when they'd call me and say, Edie, will you bring your favorite gumbo dish here these boys want to eat? So I'm like,
no,
dear God, I have a kid here and I'm making gumbo for the football team. But
well, you know,
but I know
those,
they love it. But in the South, I also did a cookbook called A Country Music Christmas, and I did it with the late great Buddy Killen, who actually published Elvis's Heartbreak Hotel. And we did this with 65 of the top country music artists, and we did their favorite holiday memory and their favorite holiday recipe. So, I've done a lot of fun things with that back in the day when I used to want to cook a lot. But I'm going to tell you, I'm going to let you do all the cooking, Nick. I'll come and direct.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, you know, his crust is so perfect that you can literally put anything on it. And
wow.
And you see, he's like, okay, yeah, I know that.
We have 7 minutes. We have 7 minutes left to show time then.
Okay.
So
we want to ask a few more questions.
No, I got one question left, and then we have to end it because we have to go to my recipe of the week. He has to go to our nutrition of the week. So, and with two hands, we do not want to, you know, rub you off, but we want to keep you on.
We want to keep you on.
I'm trying to keep you on as long as I can. All right. So, Edie,
Yes.
Say, I'm Edie Hands. I want my pizza. Forget about it.
Say that.
Oh, you want me to say, I want my pizza. Forget about it.
Wait a minute. He wants you to say, he's being silly, but I'm Edie Hands and I want my pizza, and that's a big forget about it.
Okay, all right, here we go. I'm Edie Hand, and I want my pizza, so forget about it.
Oh! God, you're doing my commercial.
Let me just tell you, I'm style on a budget, so here we go.
Forget about it. All right, listen, thanks for being on the show, Edie Hand. I appreciate you being on.
Yes.
Love you. Love you, love you, love you. We have 5 minutes left to the show, and we got to roll.
Thank you guys so much.
Nice to meet you.
And that is the rest of the week. And you guys can listen to it if you stay on the phone and then listen to her new tricks for the week.
We will be in contact with you guys.
Yes,
thank you so much, both of you.
Thank you, Edie, and thank you, Lacey. Are we going to commercial? I don't think so.
I think
recipe of the week is.
Thank you, Eric. I swear.
Yeah, well, that's your Clams Casino.
Clams Casino Pizza.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And here we go.
So.
God, you're killing me here.
So, here we go. You know what? Do we need to do the nutritional facts? This is the man with the plan.
I'm not the multitasker.
He is.
I mean,
so Clams Casino. It has clams in it for sure.
Oh, are you gonna do that? Give me that song. Get out of here. You're killing me here.
Forget about it.
Oh, come on, Penny.
Okay, so. Clams Casino has clams. It has.
No, Clams Casino Pizza. Here it is. White pie with diced colored peppers, diced red onions, combined bacon with baby clams, garnished with a lemon wedge. Forget about it.
No kidding. That's a big forget about it. And you know what? I'll tell you something. Speaking of clams, we've been doing a lot. A lot of fish. And you know what? That is the greatest thing you could do. When you want to eat clean for 2017, you want to make sure that you eat lots of fish and try to eat less red meat. And I know everybody wants their pepperoni, everybody wants their beef, but you know, the chicken and fish ways to go. And if you're really wanting to start this year off right, you're going to start eating clean. You're going to start eating more chicken, more fish, or you eat vegetarian, or in some cases, some people eat vegan.
More fish you eat,
but the fish, the omega that's in that fish,
omega-3,
totally heals your body,
yes.
and especially when you're sleeping. And so that is a big forget about it, don't you think?
Yes, I do.
Well, listen, we want to say thank you.
We're at 5:58 p.m.
Yeah, we want to say thank you.
Almost 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
And what an amazing...
Thank you very much, guys. And a
couple of guests we had on. And
friends of ours and listeners. And
thank you to all our
listeners. We had a great time with Edie Hand. Edie Hand is a special guest, Elvis Presley's cousin, and you can't ask for anything better than that. Forget about it.
Forget about it.
Thank you to all our friends, family, and listeners from Celebrity Pizza Guy, Nicholas Rubin, and...
Fashion Wellness Coach Penny Latham.
And remember, forget about it!